Continuing on the subject of holiday gifts and greetings, and so far we've spoken out the Issa from Chazal, we've spoken out how seemingly on the day of the holiday itself and 3 days beforehand, it will be forbidden to have any sort of dealing with a non-Jew, including accepting things from them, giving things to them, lending, borrowing, selling. And now, as I just mentioned, Eretz Yisrael, it will be the day of the holiday and also 3 days beforehand. In Chutz Laaretz, it will be the day itself, which is forbidden. Today, with Shem, we're going to discuss the grounds for leniency. So Tosus already raises the kasha. Tosus, in the Gemara there, where the Gemara actually speaks out this Issa in Avodah Zarah, beginning of Avodah Zarah. Tosus asks that if it's so clearly an Issa, then why are people makel? So this four mahalachim in Rishonim. So the first mahalach is Mishum Eva. This is a concept you already mentioned regarding going to non-Jewish parties. So Mishum Eva is basically to prevent animosity with non-Jewish people. And there's a Makor Mamash for this type of Issa that we would be makel in situations of Eva. This is an Avodah Zarah Daf Vavim base. The Gemara brings the following Maisa, that Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, this was the person who was the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. He was an Amora, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, and he received a new coin, newly minted coin, from a non-Jew on one of their holidays. Now, Rish Lakish was with him at the time, and Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya had a dilemma. On the one hand, accepting the coin would make the non-Jew give Hakaras Tov to his Avodah Zarah. On the other hand, refusing it would cause Eva. So Rish Lakish advised him to take it and then throw it into the pit in front of the person who gave it to him. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya said, well, that will definitely cause Eva. So the Gemara explained that what Rish Lakish was suggesting wasn't that he should take it and throw it away in front of the giver. That obviously would make the giver annoyed. Rather, he was saying that he should accept it in order to keep the peace, Mishum Eva, and then make it look as if, you know, it somehow slipped out of his hand and fall into a pit. And that would solve both problems. So that's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah of Avraham Abbas. So the Ritva writes regarding this Gemara that you can see from here, that Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya saw the concept of Eva as a serious consideration. He says that you can see from here that when there's a risk of Eva, it must be that the Mishnah didn't ask her doing business with non-Jews, even on the holiday itself. Because it's a drabbonim. It's a drabbonim, which is a gazera, because they may come to thank their Avodah Zarah, or it might be Lifnei Iver. But it's a drabbonim, and therefore there was some sort of flexibility depending on the circumstance. And based on this, the Ritva Taka Paskins, that's the Ritva in Avodah Zarah about Vavim Abase, that based on this, it'll be mutter to do business with the non-Jews on the holidays. The Trumas Hadeshin, who lived in 15th century, he says very clearly that on the days of their Yom Tov, he talks about on New Year's Day, then it was very much a regular custom for people to give gifts to the local rulers and even the clergy. And he speaks out, you know, is this halachically okay? So the Trumas Hadeshin writes that ideally that the gifts should be sent either before the holiday or afterwards, but not on the day itself. But he says himself that it's not an ideal solution because the recipients preferred that the gifts should come on time because they looked at it as a special thing to come on that specific day. So he suggested as a second best to give it on late in the afternoon before their Yom Tov. He says, halachically, that would be mutter, because it's not yet the day of the Yom Tov for us, but they would also be happy for it. But he does say that if the day before their holiday is Shabbos, then you can even give it on the day of the holiday itself. So that is the first room for leniency, and that is Mishum Eva, and it's a Chodesh Ritzvah on in Avodah Zarah Daf Vav Amud Beis. Hashem, we will continue next time with further potential rooms for leniency.